Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, July 29th. Running a bit late here today. The markets have closed. We had corn up 2.5 cents, beans up 3.25, wheat up 7.5 cents. The big things this week will be a possible interest rate cut on Wednesday. We had plenty of rain here in Illinois, Iowa over the last 24 hours, but it looks like now it's going to be dry for the next 10 days. But weather aside, I think the market's still biding its time for the WASDE report on August 12th. And, you know, it's anybody's guess. Corn acre numbers should be higher than what they really are because of the way the USDA is going to figure this thing, including all kinds of corn acres, including silage and prevent plant and everything else. I'm not sure how they're going to figure out what here, but nobody thinks there's going to be a huge change in the acres. Nobody thinks there's going to be a huge change in the yield because nobody really has a clue of what's going on around the country because everything is so late. But the other big thing they're going to be watching this week is any results of any Chinese-American deals. The Chinese have come out and said that they've already bought a couple of million metric tons of beans. There's no evidence of that. Today's export inspections showed they bought about 1 million metric tons so far, but far short of millions of metric tons. The export inspections for the wheat were 391, about as expected, and 645, about as expected. But if we do get a Chinese deal done, nobody wants to be too short and watch it get their lunch handed to them. On the other hand, nobody wants to be too short if they come out with a deal, or too long, because this thing could go either way. I think bottom line here is, you know, if you're a farmer producer, own a put underneath the market and let this thing do what it's going to do. There's no other way to play the game, in my opinion, that makes any kind of sense out here. I don't think we're going to get anything done on this round of talks with the Chinese, but who knows? So I think the bottom line is we've got weather that's going to be hotter and drier, but we've had some decent rains. So I think the crop is responding positively, but it's still in bad shape. We'll get the crop progress at 3 o'clock. People are thinking it could be a point better or a point worse than last week. You know, I don't know that it matters. I think we've done a lot of damage out here and on lower acres, and it's still going to be a while before we know how bad it is. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.